Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you're a business owner, you know those moments. You need cash and you need it right now. A key piece of equipment just dies, or a fantastic inventory deal pops up, or maybe a big client pays late and suddenly you've got a payroll gap.
Yeah, that panic moment.
Exactly. And when that panic hits, that credit card cash advance button is just, it's right there. It feels so easy. But we've been digging through the source material on this, and it confirms the worst. This is consistently one of the single most expensive ways to get funds.
It's a financial tripwire, really. Our mission today is to go past that simple label, cash advance, and just completely unpack the true cost structure.
Right.
Because it's not just the interest rate you see, it's the fees, the daily compounding, all these hidden things that turn what feels like relief into, well, long-term pain. We want to arm you with an escape plan.
And the danger isn't obvious, is it? What makes this topic so, I guess, treacherous is how many normal transactions, things that look just like a regular purchase, are secretly classified by the card issuers as cash advances. They're like these little bits of financial quicksand. Okay, let's unpack this.
So let's start with the basics.
Yeah, what exactly is a cash advance at its core?
At its most basic, it's short-term borrowing. You're converting your available credit limit into cash or a cash equivalent. You go to an ATM or a bank teller, and it feels just like using your debit card.
But it is not.
Not at all. And
Yes.
here's the absolute crucial rule change. Unlike a standard purchase, cash advances have zero grace period. None.
Okay, that's huge.
It is. If you're someone who pays your card in full every month to use the, 21 or 25 day float, forget it. With a cash advance, interest starts building the moment that transaction is done.
Well, regardless of your payment history.
Doesn't matter. And that leads right into what our sources call the hidden cost landmines, the transactions that trap you without you even realizing it.
Like what are we talking about here?
Well, things like buying foreign currency for a business trip or getting traveler's checks, even money orders.
Things that feel like you're just buying something.
Exactly. And then there's the whole world of funds transfers.
Yeah.
If you use your credit card to load up a prepaid debit card, for example, or, and this is a big one for small businesses, if you use your credit card to pay someone through Venmo or Cash App.
Wait, hold on. So even if I use Venmo to pay a legitimate vendor, my credit card company might see that as a cash advance.
Very often, yes. Because
Yeah.
they see it as a cash equivalent transaction.
No.
You're bypassing their standard purchase system and turning credit into liquid funds. For them, that's a different risk
Oh,
profile.
it's about their risk.
It's all about their risk management and, frankly, their fee generation. They even apply this to things like lottery tickets, gaming chips, and a lot of cryptocurrency purchases now.
That is just critical for business owners to know.
Yeah.
You think you're just paying a bill and bam, you get hit with a fee and this immediate super high interest rate.
And you have to remember the limits too. You can't just take out your whole credit line.
Right, there's a separate limit.
A much lower one. Usually a specific cash advance limit, maybe what, 20 to 50% of your total limit. Plus, you've got daily ATM caps, a few hundred bucks, maybe a thousand.
Okay.
And here's the fine print that gets everyone. The fee itself gets charged against your credit immediately. So a $1,000 withdrawal with a 5% fee. That means you need $1,050 of available credit right then and there.
All right, let's drill down into the real financial pain here. Because the sources are unanimous. Cash advances are right at the top of the list of most expensive financing options.
They're designed for instant profit for the bank. First up, you have the upfront fees. They're just unavoidable.
What are we talking percentage-wise?
Typically 3 to 5% of the amount you take. But you have to watch out for small advances because of the minimum fee. It's often $10.
So the bank takes whichever is higher.
Whichever is higher. So if you take out 100 bucks, a 5% fee is $5. But that $10 minimum kicks in. You just paid a 10% fee just to get the money.
Ouch. And then the interest rate structure just slams you.
Oh, yeah. The APR is always higher. The sources show ranges from 25 up to 30%, sometimes even more, way above your normal purchase APR.
But the real killer, as you mentioned, is that it starts right away.
It's the combination. That immediate accrual plus daily compounding, think about that. Most debt compounds monthly. This is calculated every single day.
So you're paying interest on yesterday's interest.
Every 24 hours, the debt doesn't just grow, it accelerates. It compounds on its own growth.
That is destructive enough, but we have to talk about the payment allocation trap. This is really insidious.
It is. It's how the cost can spread to your other normal purchases.
How does that work?
Well, the fine print in many card agreements says that your minimum payments might go to your lowest interest balances first.
Ah, I see.
So you take out a high-interest cash advance, the bank applies your payment to your lower-interest regular purchases, and in the meantime, that cash advance debt, the most expensive part, just sits there compounding daily.
So you end up paying interest on purchases that should have been in a grace period.
Exactly. The whole debt burden just balloons.
Let's use the real-world example from the source material to make this concrete. A business takes a $3,000 cash advance.
Right. A 26% APR with a 4% upfront fee and, say, a $3 ATM fee.
So right off the bat, you don't owe $3,000. You owe $3,123.
Instantly. And if you take, say, 90 days to pay that back, you're looking at roughly $200 in interest on top of that $123 in fees.
So a total cost of over 320 bucks.
And if you annualize that, the effective rate is over 40%. There is simply no scenario where that is a smart choice. It has to be the absolute last resort.
Only for a genuine catastrophe.
An event that would cost the business far more than that 40% APR if you did nothing.
The sources give some examples, right? Like an emergency repair that would shut you down completely.
Yeah, that's a good one. Or a non-negotiable inventory purchase for a huge time-sensitive order. Maybe covering payroll during a confirmed short-term bank delay.
But I'm thinking about that business owner in a payroll crisis. That's an emotional pressure cooker. I don't care about a 40% APR right now. I just need the money.
And that's the critical point. The solutions have to be in place before the crisis. Before you even think about that ATM, you have to explore every other option.
Like what? What's faster?
The best option is an existing business line of credit. The rate is way lower, and the funds are accessible quickly once it's set up.
And if you don't have one?
Then you look at small business loans. Some online lenders can fund in 24 to 48 hours. It's slower, yes, but vastly cheaper. Or if you have slow-paying clients, invoice factoring is a powerful tool.
Just selling your receivables for cash now.
Exactly. And sometimes the cheapest option is just picking up the phone. Negotiate extended terms with your vendors.
That brings us to a key decision tool, the break-even calculation. I thought this was really useful.
It's essential. The metric is simple. If an opportunity, say a bulk purchase, generates an extra $1,500 in profit, and it costs you $300 in cash advance fees and interest to seize it, well, it makes mathematical sense. You're still netting $1,200.
So you have to do that math. Does the return significantly beat the cost of borrowing?
Yes. And if you're just using it for routine operating expenses that don't generate new revenue, the answer is almost always no. You're just funding today's problems with tomorrow's crisis.
Okay. So let's say the decision is made. It was the last resort. The button was pushed.
Right.
Cash advance is taken. What now?
Now, immediate strategic action is required. This isn't debt you manage over months. You have to kill it in days or weeks.
Because of that daily compounding.
It has to be the absolute top priority in your debt stack. The plan needs urgency. We strongly advise making immediate and frequent payments. Don't wait for the statement.
So pay a little bit every few days.
Even that helps. Small, frequent payments starve that daily compounding interest much sooner than one big payment at the end of the month.
And there's a regulation that helps here,
right? A very powerful one. By law, any payment you make that's more than the minimum required has to go to your highest interest balance first.
So always pay more than the minimum.
Significantly more. That's how you target the cash advance debt directly.
In terms of a bigger strategy, the sources mentioned two main approaches.
The debt avalanche and the debt snowball. The avalanche method is the math-friendly choice. You pay minimums on everything else and throw every extra dollar at the highest interest rate debt. The cash advance.
Maximizes your savings.
It does. But then there's the debt snowball. If the cash advance is actually your smallest debt balance, say $500, this can work really well.
You pay that off first for the quick psychological win.
Exactly. That momentum can help you tackle the bigger debts next.
What about external strategies? Getting help from outside?
Well, if your business credit is still in good shape, a balance transfer is your best friend. Move that high-interest cash advance balance to a new card with a 0% promo APR.
But there's usually a fee for that, isn't there?
There is, typically 3% to 5%. But you have to run the numbers. Compare that one-time fee to the 25% or 30% interest you'd be saving over a year.
It's almost always going to be cheaper.
Almost always. Another option is a personal loan to consolidate the debt. The rates are usually lower, and you get a fixed, predictable payment.
The sources had a great case study about this.
A restaurant, right?
Yeah, a restaurant that took a $3,500 cash advance for an emergency HVAC repair. They would have had to close otherwise.
So what did they do?
Their strategy was brilliant. It was a two-pronged attack. First, they did a temporary 10% price increase on a few high-margin items. Second, and this is key, they made weekly payments to the credit card.
They didn't wait for the statement.
Never. By committing to that, they paid off the entire debt in just 45 days.
And the total interest cost. Only $95. It just proves the point. An immediate, frequent payment schedule is your best weapon against that compounding interest.
That restaurant example really brings it home. The best strategy is just never needing to use this in the first place. Let's shift to prevention. Building that financial shield now.
Exactly. Prevention begins with financial resilience. Every single business should aim for an emergency cash reserve. 3 to 6 months of operating expenses sitting in a separate account.
And beyond just having cash, it's about managing cash flow better.
Proactive management is mandatory. Invoice immediately. Shorten your payment terms. The sources suggest moving from 60 days to 30 and offer early payment discounts. A 210 net 30 can work wonders.
For business owners who like systems, the sources got pretty specific. They suggested implementing a 13-week cash flow forecast.
I love that one. It's the ultimate defense. You update it every week, and it allows you to see cash crunches coming not next week, but 2 or 3 months out. That gives you plenty of time to arrange cheaper financing.
And you can also optimize things with your vendors and customers.
Absolutely. You can practice vendor payment optimization. That just means paying your bills on the last possible day of the terms, not the first. It preserves your cash.
And for customers.
A customer deposit system, especially for big projects, require 25 to 50% upfront to cover your initial costs. It massively improves your liquidity.
We should also touch on the broader impact of taking a cash advance. It's not just about the cost.
No, it's a signal. It immediately spikes your credit utilization ratio, probably pushing you over that critical 30% threshold. To future lenders, that signals financial distress. It can really damage your banking relationships.
Is there any upside at all? A silver lining?
A very small one. The interest you pay is typically tax deductible, as long as the funds were used for legitimate business purposes. But that small deduction rarely makes up for a 40% plus effective APR.
So if we pull back and look at the big picture, the main takeaway is pretty clear.
I think so. You're defined by high upfront fees, 3 to 5%. Elevated APRs, 25% plus. And that immediate daily compounding interest. Repayment has to be aggressive and fast.
It's all about systematic management, not just putting out fires.
Exactly. The goal is to get a business line of credit set up before you need it. Implement forecasting so you never get surprised. That proactive approach is the shield that keeps you from ever needing this toxic option.
So it means being prepared. And really being ruthless in your financial strategy. And that brings us to our final thought. Given all the emphasis in the sources on rapid repayment to minimize that compounding interest, here's something for you to consider. How much time are we talking, days or weeks, is the absolute maximum you can justify carrying a cash advance balance before that escalating interest completely wipes out whatever temporary business benefit you gained? Think about that as you audit your own emergency plan.